and welcome to Beyond the Bio. Stay tuned to learn all about the huge benefits and impact you can have on TikTok, alongside understanding why it doesn't matter what people think of you and why you should be creating more than consuming. This week, I am joined by Aaron Knightley, who is a self-educated entrepreneur, business owner, podcast host, author, event host, speaker, content creator, and family man. Keeping it plain and simple, Aaron came from a lower working class background with very little whilst growing up. He has no formal educational qualifications and at one point was definitely heading down the wrong path. Aaron is now successfully doing business with some of the wealthiest business owners in the UK, rapidly scaling Peak Performance Events, which has become one of the fastest growing events companies in the UK. He's also launched a consulting business, an educational business, and also growing his TikTok account to over 440,000 organically in less than 27 months, reaching over 350 million views. Let's get stuck in. So, Aaron, welcome to Beyond the Bio. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm looking forward to a good conversation.
Yeah. And I've seen a lot of the stuff that you're doing, and you talk a lot about not being too scared to be visible. For anyone listening that knows that they need to put themselves out there but can't shake this fear of judgment, what would your advice be to them?
I just live my life as I'm just not bothered. I've just come to realise at an early age, no one cares. So I just have sort of this attitude of, you know, we're here for a short time. We came in with nothing, we leave with nothing. And I'm at a point, and I suppose where I try and pass on to everyone else is that the truth is, honestly, unless you're making someone money or you're changing their life dramatically, no one cares about what you get up to. And ultimately, the whole what other people are thinking, it's not even what they're doing, what other people think. And we're not telepathic, so we're never going to know, so we don't really care. That's my outlook. So that's kind of how I live my life. I do things that make me happy, and I suppose as a result, I don't have anxiety, I don't have depression, and I've never had a panic attack. So there we go.
Well, this is good. And was there a particular moment where you stopped caring about what people think, or has this just been a gradual realization for you?
I think my whole life, just never been overly bothered. Even at school, wasn't bothered. In the office, in my last job, wasn't bothered. People spoke about me, gossiped. I just don't care. I just honestly, I have such thick skin, and my upbringing, my parents are very much similar to what I am now. You know, I followed in their footsteps, shall I say. And I think that's the result of I haven't had any problems mentally, because I just don't care. But that allows me to hyper-produce. Like, I'm able to create, not consume. So my progression levels are that much higher than what I would consider an average person, because I'm not worried about, hang on a minute. What will they think? I don't care. I just don't.
And do you get any negative feedback or criticism?
Yeah, of course. But then I also aim for that. I aim for push and pull. Like, I grow very quickly on socials, and have done, and have made a lot of money from it, because I've grown quickly, because I take the good, the bad, also with the ugly, and then I play against it and I use it to the algorithm, and I've almost nailed it now, and I've never been bothered about someone who's behind a keyboard. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Nothing.
And I guess you're seeing how the benefits massively outweigh any negativity anyway, and I guess that helps you with your mindset around it.
Yeah, and look, I am coming from a good place. So if anyone's listening to this thinking, who's this pleb? You know, I do come from a place of 99% of value around entrepreneurship and, putting yourself out there and designing your own life, as I would call it. And yeah, I have to trigger emotions, because I'm aware now that the competition right now is attention. If you don't have attention, you don't have a business long term. You don't have a personal brand long term. I'm a big voice, so I know that we're in a competitive world. So I also bear that in mind. You know, there is strategy behind all of this. You know, there's method to the madness. And yeah, look, content is currency. So if you're putting content out there, as I do a lot, you have to make sure you've got listening ears. And in order to get that, you have to say things that you believe. Like, I am authentic. I don't say stuff because I think it's going to work. I say it because I've lived it, breathed it. you know?
And that's so important. In terms of social media, which is your biggest platform? Is it TikTok?
TikTok, yeah, is nearly 450 at the moment. But that platform's made me over, in the last 27 months, I've made over £170,000.
Through TikTok. So TikTok, I might be showing my age here, is probably the platform that I've kind of not delved into at all. I mean, I've watched the odd thing, and that's kind of the limit of my TikTok-ing. But I know you're really big on it, and that you've got a TikTok growth program, and that you are helping individuals in terms of building and monetizing their brands on TikTok. What unique opportunities does TikTok offer compared to other social media platforms? Convince me.
Well, I mean, I'm working with a lot of professionals in all industries. Like, my TikTok growth program, just for the record, is like a commercialized, hyper successful, like really focused on commercializing to what TikTok can do. It's very close to YouTube's growth. Like, in fact, it's growing faster than what YouTube did, and YouTube's 10 years ahead. But the short version is that it's a huge funnel. It's organic traffic, brands, sponsors, the monetization, the lucrative external opportunities that it brings, the authority it puts you as, you know, the credibility. I mean, I'm in talks at the moment with EasyJet and TUI for free holidays for me and my family now. And that's kind of the next step, is that I have free food, I have free travel, like locally. Now it's going into holidays. Honestly, everything that I set out to do, which I had an OMV, you know, the origin, mission, vision, I'm achieving now, like red carpet events. I mean, I don't pay for any of my food. I don't pay for my protein. You know, I'm sponsored by Applied Nutrition. I'm sponsored by Thrive. I get free stuff sent all the time. And I make on average $4,000 to $7,000 just through that one platform a month. I mean, it's mind blowing.
That is impressive stuff. So for me, my biggest platform's LinkedIn, and I really love LinkedIn, and I do well with it. And my audience has always traditionally been quite corporate. Do you think there's a place for me?
Yeah, I'm teaching a lot of people who are professionals. I mean, even today, a mortgage broker's joining the TikTok growth program. I've got employment law. I've got lawyers from different backgrounds, chippies, tradesmen. Or everyone. This is the thing. People are holding on to what it used to be. A little bit gimmicky, you know, dancing. It's not. It's if you know how to commercialize and live stream and educate people, this is a platform that can literally change your life. And it sounds weird to say TikTok could change your life, but it has. My businesses have excelled. Peak Performance has excelled. My finance company has excelled. You know, I use LinkedIn a lot, but I'm in the pockets of the DMs. My education business has done very well from it. My consulting has upped. You know, my price has been driven dramatically because of my demand. And I've only been on it 27 months, and my YouTube has significantly taken off.
They complement each other.
Oh gosh, yeah. Like when I live stream, you know, you are able to interact and nurture a community. I measure everything now by return on time invested. I'm at home now, you know, and a lot of people are moving about. They like to work here and work here and move about. Home, gym, London. My productivity bubble is so super tight, and I operate, and I'm getting to the point where definitely in the next year or 18 months, I'll be doing $250,000 through my socials. Without a shadow of a doubt, I'll be earning just laughable money, because I'm just doubling down now, because the time is now. So just finally, we are in the exact moment right now where, do you remember we all said, oh, I wish I'd have started YouTube 10 years ago. We're in the exact moment of TikTok where people in 10 years will go, I should have started TikTok. It's right now.
Oh, you're nearly convincing me. I'm going to have to sign up for your program now. How much time are you spending on your TikTok a week?
I'm live streaming right now. I'm very similar to Simon Squibb. Simon Squibb's a very good friend of mine personally. I've known Simon for many years, and I'm very similar, just behind, I'm behind him really. You know, he's the 10x version of what I would consider myself, is that every day I post, every day I live stream. I'm live streaming now. I live streamed in the gym this morning. I'll live stream tonight on the whiteboard and stuff like that. And I have it all planned, and the platform's progressing like rapidly, very much like YouTube. And it's just traffic. It's just conversions all the time. And as long as you're teaching, I work on a 90-10 rule. I give 90% for free. I ask for 10. The ratio is so in my favor that the 10 is never a question, and you can commercialize everything. But what's exciting is it's not only the monetization on the platform, it's the back end for all businesses. all businesses. Like I say, a lady's joining my program later today. She's very well known. Kim McGinley, you might know who she is. She's in the mortgage space. She runs MIPIN's like female network as well. She's a very well-known person on LinkedIn, very big on LinkedIn, Kim. She's joining later today because she's seeing the results that are coming from it. They're laughable.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds good. It does sound good. And people are always talking about it. It just, yeah, it makes me feel old. I need to get involved. I need to not be, because I always think of older people on TikTok as being a bit cringy. But I guess, you know, there's a place for everyone, isn't there? As long as you avoid the cringe.
Mama's still got it. Louise Boyce, I know very well. She's come on my podcast. She was one of the first females to really dominate it. She works with Mac. She's worked with Disney. Benji Leslie, who's a very good friend of mine who owns Connect Management. If you sat down with him and said, what will TikTok do for me? You know, some of his creators are buying their first house. So how much do you think I charge for a 60-second video? And I've worked with over 50 brands now, banks. I've worked with them all. And I've only just started. How much do you think I charge for one 60-second video now?
Oh, my God. I don't even know. 60-second video. $5,000 to $10,000?
$5,800 is my starting fee now.
Okay.
Yeah. And they don't question it. They don't question it.
Yeah. What sort of stuff would you be creating for them then? Because it needs to, you know, you talk about being authentic and it's a word that gets overused, but how do you do it in a way and how do you decide who to work with? Because you don't want to work with everyone, do you?
No, I mean, I have a lot of guidance. A good friend of mine, Andrew Block, and Andrew has always guided me very closely in terms of what I should and what I shouldn't do. And I'm picky in terms of making sure that in the future is when I grow, I don't conflict potential brands. Like, for example, if I was going to work with Dell, is that the right thing to do when Mac in a year might pay me six figures? So I just make sure that the company that I work with has got longevity in their company message and has done for the last 5 years, say, and will do for the next 5 years. And obviously you can only do guesswork. So yeah, I've got to a point where I've got to be mindful, but in terms of what do I create for them, it's just whatever's in their campaign. You know, like I worked with Tide Banking, who also sponsors Simon most recently, and I did one 16-second video on Instagram just to promote their new savers account, and they paid me £1,600 for a 16-second video. It's just one Instagram story, that was it, and it took me 20 minutes to make. I sent it off to my editor and, you know, it's done and dusted. So, and it puts you in demand as well,
of course. And are they contacting you
now? Yeah, I mean I have a team that does outreach, but like we outreached for the holidays because I have not had a holiday sent through before, but so my team outreached. And obviously now I'm in talks with TUI and EasyJet, literally as of this morning. So, yeah. So if it's a new angle for me, I will. So like my angle with EasyJet, so hopefully an entire holiday at the moment is hopefully going to be covered to Italy for my family and I. And the angle is a lot of my followers are entrepreneurs or starting out and, you know, busy people and looking to get away. My message in that brand as I go, because obviously to produce some content, will be it's important to down tools, hop on a plane, book that ticket and go and make memories for everything that you're building. And you know, and people will listen to me and they might go and buy a ticket.
Amazing. Yeah. I need to get in on this. Honestly, you're inspiring me with
this. And this is only, we're only scratching the this is surface stuff.
Yeah, no, this is cool. And you do talk, I know that you do talk about showing up in every aspect of life and business. So how are you finding that right balance without burning out?
Oh, a question I get asked all the time, because I train twice a day. I do the school run, I do the pickup, I do the drop off, you know, so I'm a busy father and a husband and that. And time management, like, you know, I don't overcomplicate things. So my entire life is literally operated, obviously the viewers won't be able to here, but everything that I do, which I break down, everything just has time slots and I do everything in 15 minutes. I start at 5 a.m. in the morning. I just planning, just like time management. Like after this, I've got one YouTube to film. I've done all my Zoom meetings this morning, got the podcast now, got some discovery calls later.
So just massively organized and structured. So are you getting up at 5 or is that when you're starting work?
No, I'm up at about 4:45. So get up 15 minutes, get dressed, get to the gym for about 5:40, do an hour of cardio, come home, start, do the school run, have all my meetings typically in the morning, but again, unless they need to be longer than 15 minutes, and then go back to the gym, come back, do the school run, come back, film, live stream, create, reply to people. I also have reduced my WhatsApp activity. So I only reply to people, I only open up my WhatsApp maybe once or twice a day now. There's a lady called Emma Chamberlain. She's like 11.2 million. Bless her. She said I changed her life. One of my YouTube videos. Create, do not consume. I did a video walking with my son when I was hiking, and weirdly, it got picked up by her. She's massive in America. She's been on Jimmy Fallon and like, she's massive. And she gave me a shout out, and her team are literally in touch as of this week, which is quite, I think this will be quite game changing for me, because that one video I talked about, I don't like anyone else's posts. I don't look at anyone else's stories. I don't doom scroll. I literally only open up my socials to create. That's been a game changer for my time management, because other people scroll. So when people say to me, oh, have you seen so-and-so? No, I have no idea what's going on in the outside world. I know what's going on in my gym and when I have to go into London for meetings. Apart from that, I have no idea what's going on. Not a clue.
That is such a good point, because I, you know, a lot of the groups that I'm in are all about create and not consumption all the time. But the big but is you do, it is easy to get sucked into that, you know, the scrolling and all those sorts of things, and actually just flipping it in the way that you've said and using that time to do all these other things and the creation, you're going to be more productive, you're going to have more impact, all these great things, without a doubt.
Your SEO will shoot up as well. Like my YouTube now is popping off. So I'm doubling down on it because I can see the momentum's picking up. I did the same with TikTok, and I nurture my viewers as well. Like, you have to remember, when you create something of a brand, you're building an obligation that people have followed you for all their individual reasons, and you have to nurture that. And, you know, Matt Fidesz, who's a good friend of mine, something that really stuck with me that he said was when he used to be Michael Jackson's bodyguard. And I had a very deep chat with Matt the other day on the phone, and he said every time we'd leave a hotel and there'd be thousands of fans outside, although they had to protect Michael and cover him up, he said people will try to jump on me and people will try and pull me and push me. But remember, every one of those out there put me and where all of you are right now. So treat them kindly, because they're my people. And that's, in a weird way, you have to commercialize your brain to think, although it's in the digital world, people who are following you and like your stuff, you have to nurture that, because that's what they came here for. And I've been able to do that. And you can only do that. That takes time to nurture. So just finally, for anyone listening, the average doom scrolling is 3 hours a day. That's minimum. It's far more than that, right? People lay in bed 10 till 1 in the morning, minimum. 3 hours over 365 days is 1,092 hours. That accumulates to 45 days and 12 hours over the year. You lose over a month just by the minimum doom scrolling. Produce volume. How do you make more sales on a call, more calls? How do you increase your chances of blowing up and having one video that acts as a funnel, which generates, like Jason, $12.5 million off of one video? Volume. You know, other people are going, oh, I haven't got time. Rubbish. You have time.
Yeah.
You have time.
I can totally relate to that. I gave up watching TV when I wrote my first book because I needed to create the time to do it. And actually, I need to apply some of what you've said, I think, more generally. One thing that has just popped into my head is around this consistency thing, because now you're in a great place where you're seeing results and you can see where you need to double down and spend more time. How did you find it when you were building up those channels? Because you don't just blow up from one video. It takes time. How did you stay motivated and maintain a good level of consistency? Because that's where people give up, right?
I've never given up in my life. I don't care, because I didn't have an alternative. So I came from a family that have no money. I am legitimately the first millionaire in my family. There's never been anyone in my family that's ever made any amounts of money. No one, to my knowledge. So I've seen when parents struggle with money. I've got a little boy, and our boy came into my life when I just turned 20. And, you know, I used to hang around with the wrong people and stuff like that, and I used to talk and look very different. I didn't really have a choice, and I didn't want to be in a job. I wasn't okay asking another adult for a day off. I wasn't okay having to be told how quick I've got to eat my chili con carne. Like, I don't want to be told. So I had no choice. So consistency, I was just, again, hyper aware. If I give up, it's all done, and I've got to remain in this pit hole that I don't want to be in. So I just know that things take time. And I think also I was very lucky in the sense that I started networking very early, and I put myself around business owners in London very early on. So I realized that most of these people were quite older gentlemen or women. And so there's time there, right? There's time in the game. And look, it took me 6 years to leave my job, but I didn't have access to everything people have now. So I could definitely do it quicker. I'm helping people get out of their jobs a lot quicker. And, you know, it took me, look, Jason was on YouTube for 8 years until his one video now generated him $12.5 million. I've been on YouTube 5.5 years, and now my YouTube channel is finally taking off. It took me 950 posts on TikTok till I blew up on TikTok and hit a video of 18.5 million. On Instagram, in total, it took me more than 2,000 posts until I had my first 4.6 million on my own channel. Time. If you combine all those years, 5.5 years, 6 years, over 2 years, I just know it's going
to
happen.
People give up though, don't they? They don't have that confidence that they can see to that point, which you clearly do. And people expect in this day and age, this whole, you know, get rich quick and get those results quick. And people aren't, as always, prepared to put the hard slog in to get to that point and build that consistency.
I have a very unique program. I only have two. One's the TikTok and the other one's the Breakout. I have a very in-depth vetting process. Like, I don't run programs because I try and make money. That is a bonus to my brand of success stories. And my God, the vetting process to get into the Breakout program. Because when I turn around and say to someone, this is 12 to 36 months, no less. I cannot promise anything. It's 12 to 36 months. I have had people that go, oh, really? It could take, 3 years when starting with you? As soon as I hear that, I never work with them. It's like, okay, great. Thank you so much for your time. All the best. Gone. And then I've had people come to, oh, Aaron, you know, I didn't mean to, you know, no, too late. Done. If you cannot commit between a year to 36 months on yourself, you go rely on a pension. I have very, very brutal and bullish opinions of people who are lazy and impatient, because I've been given nothing. So I can't, you know, I've done the council estate. Like, I've worn the t-shirt. There is nothing you can tell me. So I'm very harsh when it comes to people that want things quick. They want to be a unicorn moment. And I have nothing to do with those people, and never will.
And I think that is very wise for so many reasons. And if they're not a fit, and, you know, you're in a position where you can choose who you want to work with. So why bother with those? This has been so interesting hearing you talk about all these things. You've definitely given me lots to think about. If anyone listening is kind of starting from scratch and they're maybe struggling with a bit of confidence even to get started, what advice would you give around any small actionable steps that they could start today on this type of journey?
I use what I always use. It's four evaluations, I think, that you do before you ever make moves. One is self-evaluation. So you have to be very honest in this. Most people want more money, but they haven't really got the capabilities to do it. You know, everyone wants more money because it's normally an escape of pain, but it doesn't mean you have the qualities to go ahead and do that. So self-evaluation, really looking at yourself in the mirror and asking yourself, am I disciplined? Could I get structure? Could I make hard decisions? Can I deal with pressure? Can I deal with stress? Asking all the basic questions to basically not sit yourself as an average person. Then there's the social evaluation. I always say, open up your WhatsApp and look at the last 10 conversations that you've had. Who inspires you? Who's ambitious? Who's ahead of you? And if all you're seeing is memes and cats jumping off of buildings, you've got no chance. And then there's the time evaluation, being honest with your time. You know, because we know I haven't got time, that whole thing. And then finally, your financial evaluation. You know, I featured last year, and I've got a few more coming out. I've got an article coming out saying the title is, he can afford Louis, but he shops at Primark. I have just cash stacked my money. I featured in about 5 papers last year, and they went through it in fine detail. I've got 35 bank accounts now. I did an entire video on it, but I have, you know, like 16 streams of income now. And I chug through a lot of cash that comes through, right? And obviously for accounting, I've got two accountants and they have to, you know, go through all my finances and stuff. So I have a very in depth. So I manage my money very well, but we don't spend it. I'm not wearing a Rolex. I could go buy one. I'm not wearing one. I'm just wearing Crocs at the moment with a pumpkin on it and a milkshake. I could go buy Louis slides, but I don't, because who am I trying to impress? So you have to get your money right first. And then just finally off of that, no one cares. Like, you don't care that I'm sitting here just in my jumper, got Primark joggers on, I've got my Crocs on, I've got an Apple Watch. Would it make it any better if I was sitting here in a suit and wearing a Rolex? No. I don't care what you're wearing.
Gosh, you've honestly given me lots to think about this morning. It's been a really interesting conversation. I appreciate that. Thank you. If anyone listening isn't following you on TikTok, I mean, where have they been for a start? But is that the best place for them to find you?
Instagram, anywhere. YouTube, just Aaron Knightley, my handle. The only thing I would say on TikTok is just make sure you get the right Aaron Knightley. I follow zero people.
We will pop the handle in the show notes to make it super easy for people to find you. Thank you for listening. If you're serious about growing your profile, take our free profile assessment quiz to see where you're at right now and get hints and tips on how to improve your score. You'll find the link to the quiz in the show notes. If you've enjoyed the episode, it would be mint if you'd subscribe, like, and leave a review. See you next Monday.